Hey Dan, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Grant. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I was actually just calling because I had a quick general question for you, if you have a moment.
Sure.
So we have a unique deal, and the first question I have to ask is, how much is Marlin's maximum funding amount for one person that owns multiple entities that they're trying to fund?
One person that owns multiple entities.
So in this case, it's a holding company that has a nationwide franchise of restaurants. And each region where those restaurants are has a separate tax ID. So they're separate entities under one holding company. And we're wondering if Marlin would be able to fund multiple of those entities, considering there's only one owner for all of them.
Yeah, I think we would, if they're separate entities, it depends on how you look at it, and what would be the total dollar amount are you thinking for each en how many entities, and then what would be the dollar for each?
There's like 15 separate entities. They all make a lot of money. So we're trying to get each entity some funding from different sources. There's like plenty of separate entities to go around. Right now, we're just trying to find an easy funding process, as well as somebody who's okay with the setup of the corporate structure. And I'm also just trying to figure out, where Marlin would fall in a situation like this. It's happened. We've had other co companies before with similar corporate structures.
Can I ask what the franchise is? Because we do have tiers of franchise, so that would help in knowing that.
Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
What is it again?
Have you ever heard of Grimaldi's Pizza?
No, I haven't. But Grom.
Grimaldi. Grimaldi's.
Okay. Pizza. Is
They've
that
got the.
out there?
No. It's all. There's a bunch of. I mean, I think there's 48 separate franchises.
Okay.
New York, Florida, Arizona, Nevada, Houston, Dallas. Those are all examples of separate entities by region.
Yeah, let me have an internal discussion on that, and then I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you so
Here,
much.
several locations though. Probably you're looking 100,000 for each one.
Yeah, we're trying to get to fund a good number of them. There's plenty of like regions to go around, to be honest. That was just a few examples. The other main stipulation here, though, that needs to be taken into consideration is the fact that we only have a tax return for the holding companies. It does not itemize the regions, nor do we have P&Ls and balance sheets broken down by the region. We don't have that. We only have P&L and balance sheets for the holding companies where all the regions flow through, which will make things complicated. We're okay with having the holding company on the contracts. We just got to know that. Considering we're unable to get a tax return for the individual region, we would still be able to fund. That's the main kind of thing here.
Okay, so no tax returns for each individual location.
Just the holding company.
Okay. All right, let me we'll discuss internally and then I'll let you know.
Awesome. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Grant.
Bye for now.
Bye.